I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have a very strange and special netcast this week. Yes, it's going to be slightly abbreviated. For reasons that shall become clear momentarily. Some of you are going, oh boy, here we go. It's not that bad. It's just that you may have noticed that I did post a handheld hack. And because of that and the fact that my wife has gone to be with her family for the family reunion up in Virginia and many other things, we had stuff going on at church this week. We had many things happening. And because of that, I've been thrown off my groove. Yes, Fred. It even happens to me. I get thrown off my groove. But that doesn't mean we won't have something of a show. You see, the show this week is going to cover basically one topic, but one very important topic. You see, usually it works like this. I usually put together a show based on all the blogging that I've done over the week. And if I've been really, 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 really busy, I get no blogging done, therefore there's nothing to talk about on the show. What are you going to do? So this week I'm going to talk about something that is big news. But only one thing that is big news. Yes. And that is Facebook. And you're going, what? What, Dr. Bill? Facebook? That's not news. That's old hat. Well, maybe. And I know only us old fogies still use Facebook. But anyway, yes, Fred, I include myself in that number. Anyway, the social network known as Facebook, it seems, has been experimenting on you. By the way, before we get into that, I almost forgot to mention that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Just saying. So, let's get back to Facebook before I forget what I was going to talk about. Fred, it's not that bad. Okay. Anyway, he's always so helpful. So, it's like this. Facebook decided to run an experiment on you if you are a Facebook user. So, it seems that 600,000 users, roughly. The article I'm looking at here said 689,003. They knew that precisely? Another article I was looking at just said 600,000, so I don't know where they got that number. Anyway, this was research that was published in the March issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and it sparked a different emotional outrage among some people who say Facebook toyed with its users' emotions and used members as guinea pigs, which, of course, they did. What they did, basically, is run an experiment that basically put out bogus posts that users then read, reacted to, and essentially reposted and talked about. And the gist of the whole study was that basically Facebook wanted to see if you read a post, will your emotional responses change based on the post? So essentially, they messed with your brain for fun. Well, for science anyway. I don't know if that's any better. Yeesh. Anyway, it says here, on Sunday, that would be today as I record this, Facebook data scientist who led the study in question, Adam Kramer, said he was having second thoughts about this particular project. In hindsight, the research benefits of the paper may not have justified all this anxiety, he wrote on his own Facebook page. In other words, the anxiety caused to the people, the 600,000 plus people that he involved in this study, unbeknownst to them. Now you might say, well, Dr. Bell, it wouldn't be real science if they knew they were being manipulated. Yes, but they were being manipulated. Okay? Yeesh. So, the impetus for the study was the age-old complaint of some Facebook users that going on Facebook and seeing all the great and wonderful things that other people are doing makes people feel bad about their own lives. You know, it's like, I'm not as cool as they are. Dude, you are as cool as they are. They're no cooler than you are, to put it another way. Some of us just happen to be cooler than others, but I digress. The point is, the study, Mr. Kramer wrote, was an attempt to either confirm or debunk that notion. Mr. Kramer said it was debunked. According to the abstract of the study, for people who had positive content reduced in their newsfeed, a larger percentage of people's status updates were negative, and a smaller percentage were positive. When negativity was reduced, the opposite pattern occurred. Basically, you're a product of what you read on Facebook. Now that's scary. Okay? Yee. The controversy over the project highlights the delicate line in the social media industry between the privacy of users and the ambitions, both business and intellectual, of the corporations that control their data. Yes. Well, it's like this. Don't take Facebook so seriously, guys. I mean, half the time, some of the things I see on Facebook are people that are completely off their rocker. They're out of their minds. Others are just confused. And others occasionally make a good point or two. And particularly the cat videos. You gotta love them. Just saying. But anyway, this is a bit troubling, to say the least, that a corporation such as Facebook could play, in quotes, with its customers just for the purpose of a scientific study. I mean, just for any purpose at all is a problem. Know what I mean? Yee. It's creepy. Downright creepy. That's my opinion. What do you think, Fred? I see. Fred, of course, says he doesn't do Facebook. Which I guess kind of makes sense. He's not a very social person. Thank you. Don't run in his circles indeed. Anyway, moving on. You see the problem here. Giving these corporations control over our lives. Pretty much we do it, if it's done, we do it ourselves, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, they shouldn't have done it, but we shouldn't have let them do it either. So, come on, folks, just lighten up out there. On the other hand, there should be some outrage over this because they shouldn't go out there and play with people's minds. So, anyway, so that's all I have for this particular edition. Short but sweet, or maybe not so sweet in this case. But if you'll hang in there till the end of the week, you know, it's kind of funny. I said on my handheld hack netcast earlier, I recorded it yesterday, I said that I do these Dr. Bill shows just like clockwork. Well, I do. I didn't say they had a lot of content all the time. But I did give you something to think about. We'll have a more normal netcast this coming end of the week, weekend thing. In the meantime, remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.